Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Nick Costos and Ken Barkley on You Better You Bet from BetQL.
A little mock man action coming up later this Power Hour. Our mocks for the top 10 of the NBA draft. Baseball bets coming up for tonight. We'll get to game 4 of the Stanley Cup Final, our thoughts on that game, and early thoughts for tomorrow night's game 5 of the Stanley Cup Final as the Avalanche look to clinch their first Stanley Cup in 21 years. But let's talk a little College World Series here, Ken. Ole Miss has beat Arkansas 2-0. Ole Miss now advances to the final of the College World Series, where they will play the Oklahoma Sooners. I know you've kind of given over the course of the last couple of days, like, if Ole Miss wins, this is what I want to do. Maybe we could have this be a podcast junk, though, Bill, now that we know that this is actually going to happen. How are you looking to bet the College World Series now that we're down to the final two teams? It'll be Oklahoma taking on Ole Miss.
I'm very likely to bet Ole Miss to win the College World Series final, so I'm curious what the market will open at. My understanding would be that Oklahoma would be favored by more than what would happen in like a vacuum because they've had time off and Ole Miss has had to play these two games, or had to play a second game, I should say, today against Arkansas, like a winner take all, which Oklahoma didn't have to do. And both teams have been great like through the entire tournament. I think Ole Miss has been the best team like statistically through the entire tournament. I think they've kind of beaten more teams that probably were rated higher along the way, but I'm sure it's a little close. So for that reason, I kind of like them anyway, and I think they won't get as much credit because of the fatigue thing. Like, the broadcast was hammering that yesterday. If they feel that way, then I have to believe like that'll be reflected in the betting market somehow. And then the other thing is, just historically, there's like a, you know, sort of, I like to do some team profile stuff just because I think it helps about like, you know, what does a champion usually look like, even in a tournament as wacky as this one where random teams win all the time. Ole Miss just fits way more of the historical qualifiers than Oklahoma does. Now, Arkansas fit them all. That's one of the reasons I liked them so much when there were 16 teams left. But Ole Miss definitely fits way more than Oklahoma does. So it'll be interesting. It's not like my favorite bet or something that I love more than everything else, but I think it might be worth something. I've got to see what the market opens at to know for sure, but I'm guessing it's going to be a pretty close series price with both teams. Every college baseball game has been lined very closely so far, and this isn't even a specific game, so it won't move on pitching action, like who ends up being announced as the starter. But yeah, in a best 2 out of 3, if Ole Miss is ever a dog or like a very small favorite, I think they would be worth something against Oklahoma, and I will most likely bet them.
There you have it. Ken's take on the College World Series final with Ole Miss set to take on Oklahoma. Our hearts breaking for the Arkansas Razorbacks. 4-1.
Oh, that was tough. I really thought they were going to do it. I really did. Before the game.
The kid from Ole Miss, DeLucia.
Yeah.
It was like, complete awesome. Game shutout. Yeah. Like, ridiculous. Ridiculous stuff, too.
College, I don't know how it lines up. Like, I wonder if they play a game 3 Monday. A game 1 of the final is Saturday night. I'm going to guess they play Saturday, Sunday, Monday. I would have to check.
Probably.
I'm going to guess he lines up probably for Monday would be my guess, the way they do it. But who knows? Either way these college teams operate, I feel like I see every player every game. Basically.
Right? I was going to say, like, if they're down and they lose game 1 and, like, they need him to come in and pitch relief in game 2, he will, I'm sure.
Right. I don't know enough about how it operates to project it for sure, but I have to imagine at least game 3 he'd be available, something like that. I mean, Zach Morris came out of the pen like 2 days after
every time we say his name, it makes me laugh.
Funny, very funny. So yeah, we'll see what the price opens up at. My guess is Oklahoma favored based on everything I said. If that's true, then I'll bet Ole Miss. If it's closer than that, then we'll call it a maybe.
Baseball betting giveth and baseball betting taketh away. I lose with Arkansas. Bet the Mariners in hard locks. Down 1-0 going into the 9th. 2 wild pitches from AJ Puck, the Athletics. I don't know if he's their closer or whatever. Anyway, a wild pitch ties the game, and then a wild pitch gives the Mariners the lead. So Seattle's up 2-1 now in the 9th. Would love to win that bet since I just lost on Arkansas. So that would be really great. Turn our attention now to a little hockey. Where the Avalanche win last night in game 4 in overtime. Nazem Kadri with the winner. I lost my bet. Bill won his under.
So depressing.
Yeah.
Because the series, not great. They 2 overtime games, they lose both. The series could be awesome right now. And it's not.
and it's over basically, and it's pretty much absolutely done. So the line for Friday night's game five, Colorado minus 177. Honestly, like I don't even think I want to say that. I think the price is wrong. Maybe it's like maybe they keep getting bet out. Maybe I think Tampa is a little value.
I thought you were gonna say you want to bet Colorado. That's what I thought you were gonna want to say.
I think if it stays like around like minus 175, I might be into Colorado. Yeah, because I think the line's just like right at that point, and I think Colorado is gonna win.
What was the first two games in Denver? What was the price in those games? About
less,
this?
Less. Yeah.
So because you have a couple things, right? Like you have to kind of be like, what version of Tampa are you getting on the road in this game, having just lost that overtime game? And I know that's like a very not quantitative thing, but
like John Cooper like crying after the game like a loser, like shut up. Like
they know they lost. And then the other thing is just if you look at not just how Colorado's played at home in the face of that, the fact that that place is nuts, but just Vasilevsky's home road splits this playoffs are really crazy too, right? They had that last night during the game that basically exactly what I said, his home road splits are really ridiculous, does not play very well away from home and at home in the playoffs has been excellent. So that would be, I think, something worth considering also.
Yeah. So Colorado minus 177 line seems right to me. Total of the game is 6. I don't really know if I have a lot of interest here. Bill, your thoughts on the game last night and any bets that you're looking at here for game number 5?
Yeah, Tampa really lost the game in the first period. They outshoot Colorado 17-4. They get a goal on the board like 36 seconds in and can't do anything else. They let Colorado hang around, and then Nathan MacKinnon, we also cashed on that prop last night. Nathan MacKinnon ties it up, and it's a close game from there, and you allowed Colorado to stay in it and take this big lead. Biggest story is John Cooper, like you said, crying after the game. I guess he really wanted a too many men call on the overtime goal, but looking at it, it was not too many men on the ice. It was a pretty obvious line change that just, I guess Nathan MacKinnon was still close to the boards, but he was within 5 feet of the door, which is the rule. You're not going to get that call. Just a minute earlier, Tampa had 7 guys on the ice during a line change. That's just what happens. I guess we could see a motivated Tampa team. Colorado struggles to put teams away. We've seen possibly, but going back home to Colorado into the altitude with everybody banged up on Tampa, it sounds like. We've heard Cooper say after the series, you will be surprised to find out how many guys need surgery, how many guys are playing injured. It's a Stanley Cup final. You usually know that most of the guys are hurt, but I just think Colorado is the fresher, better team now. And with the 3-1 lead, I don't think it goes back to Tampa.
What would 50 Cent say about the penalty that John Cooper wanted called on the Nazem Kadri winner?
I have no idea.
Ken?
I'm like really trying to rack my brain on this one.
But think about what the call would have been if they had called it, like what the announcer would have said.
Because Colorado had too many men.
many men.
Wish goals upon me. On me.
Now I'm going to play no after more. The game.
Yeah. Want to go home for the summer. Too many men.
Right. That's hockey wants new fans. That's how you get them.
The amount of brain power that went into trying to put that together was like, I don't even want to admit. I mean, I was really working over here. Like the gears were turning.
Too many men.
I was happy. I was very proud of myself for getting it. I'm just going to be honest. I'm pretty good at that.
Let's hear it. Scott wants us to hear because he thinks it's really good. The Colorado play-by-play call of Nazem Kadri's winner.
Darcy Kuemper starts the charge the other way. Lehkonen just off the bench. Quickly ahead. Nazem Kadri inside the circle. Kadri! Where's the puck? How did that not go in?
It did. It did go in.
It did?
It did.
It scores! Nazem Kadri! Yeah. The Kadri man can! I didn't see it!
Good line.
They did! I don't believe it! Kadri into the lineup. He gets the overtime winner! And you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here because this party is over!
Man, going with semi-sonic as your closing line. Yet,
nobody in the world, including yours truly, knew that it went in.
Good, pretty good call.
Should have done the rest of the call. Be like, and I know who I want to take me home because the Colorado Avalanche are going.
And you know we'll say, well, you know what we'll say after the cup is over? Every new beginning comes from some other beginnings. And, I mean, he literally did semi-sonic there.
Yeah, he did. Right. Kadri to you the front of the net. Time to go home to the places you will be from. Avs go on to win game four.
Like, Kadri to the net. Open up my eager eyes, because he's Mr. Brightside. What is that?
I didn't see it. That was really funny. That was actually really good. Yeah. The Kadri man can.
Well, he stole that. He stole it because it's like a well-known thing, but that's what John Sterling used to do for Curtis Granderson.
Yeah.
The Grandy man.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad.
You gonna bet? You gonna bet anything in this game?
No.
I might bet Colorado.
Well, yeah, you know what I might do? I might figure out how much money I stand to lose on my Lightning series bet and then bet that on Colorado. And then just martingale it for the rest of the series.
Oh, that sounds awesome. That sounds perfect.
Just to get my money back.
Conn Smythe doing anything for you?
Well, I mean, God,
Makar really just got this locked up.
Minus 600.
Yeah. They're minus 1430 to win the series. He's minus 590. And there's not a big difference between those two numbers for people who are curious, implied probability wise. Bill, does anybody else have a chance? Like Landeskog has like 17 goals in these playoffs, but I guess Makar's that good.
And they're just like, Ray Ferraro is just like, Gabriel Landeskog's the greatest faceoff man in the history of hockey in the series, apparently, also. Right.
Bill, any chance?
Yeah, Landeskog wearing the C, you always think maybe a captain has an outside chance. But I really think this is going to be the start of the summer of Makar. Like, he just won the Norris Trophy. Now he gets the Conn Smythe. And it's going to be, actually, you know who the best player in the league is? Sure, maybe it's still McDavid, but Makar's right there with him. Like, when the Hart Trophy prices come out, he'll be number two, I would bet you, right behind McDavid next year. And it's going to be that's going to be the conversation. This is setting up for one of the new faces of the league in Cale Makar.
I like how got hit for the first time, by the way, by the quick link reverb there. You did a good job talking through it.
Welcome to the party, pal.
What do you prefer, the summer of George or the summer of Cale?
Summer of George is just like, so like the summer of George, like I'm trying to remember what that episode is about. What is the summer of George about?
I don't remember either.
It has to be hilarious. Why can't I remember what it is?
Yeah, every episode's great. I'm going to watch it tonight.
Summer of George. Yeah. Is it the one where he eats the block of cheese? That's not that one.
He gets his severance pay from the Yankees, Mike says.
Oh. So he hasn't worked at Play Now yet. That hasn't happened yet.
What season is this? Like season 7 or season 8?
Yeah, it's pretty late. It's pretty late in the run.
And at the end, he hurts his leg. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, and Susan dies in this episode, right? The Summer of George, or no?
Is the Summer of George where she... No, maybe. And then the Foundation is like the... Is that the next episode?
Because that's when he hurts his leg, right? He's in the hospital, and they say that like Susan's dead, and then right. they leave him there. They want to get a coffee.
Right. That's right. Yeah. Jerry Kramer go to the Tony Awards.
That is a good episode.
Yeah.
And Kramer has like he has like the Novocaine.
Oh, he's the seat filler. That's so good.
What it is. I was thinking Broadway. That's very funny. What do we have to do in the last segment? Baseball bets and just NBA draft?
Yeah, we still have to do like our entire mock. Yeah.
All right. Should we drop the dope ass beat now?
Yeah, we should get everything out of the way.
Jake, go ahead.